welcome, everybody. We're enjoying our release with our wave of joy that we're receiving. Satnam from the Ascended Masters, from Yogi Bhajan, Sri Singh Sab, they're here with us right now with our, and they have reassured us, even though we're going through our ups and downs, and that's what we're going to talk about on our call today, the ups and downs of all so many planets moving into Gemini. Wow. It's fast-moving energy, and we're going to talk more about that in detail, but they're saying that we have not been kicked out of the school. Okay, it is the 22nd. I didn't even know what day it was. I had to look at my calendar. I had to walk over to my calendar. Today is May 22nd. Oh, it's a 4-day. It's a double 11 and a 4. Wow, this is a powerful day. Oh, they're taking us for gathering today. They're saying this is a powerful day. Double 11, which is mastery, and then the 4, which is coming from the heart. And the two twos, oh my gosh. So the two obviously is duality. So they're saying that that is the message of the call today. How we actually move out of duality and hold the field of these higher dimensions. And he's saying, as ascended masters in training, AMT or something, AMIT. Oh, almost like Amrit, AMRIT. What would the R be? Ascended masters reveling in training.
Wow, I like that.
Isn't that cool? We're the Amrit group. Oh, wow, that feels good. Ooh.
Yes.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Oh, we're receiving their blessing on Amrita. Oh, nice. Oh, fourth dimensional beyond nectar. Oh, thank you. I feel bathed. The Amrit pauses that refreshes from the masters. Okay, good. Well, what I've been noticing in the readings I've been doing the last few days for people, and I'll talk about a person I just talked to yesterday and someone I just talked to today, but I was, and this is relevant to what we're going through, and I'm going to talk about the astrology and then some other ascended master information, other Amrit information. That's better. I can just say Amrit rather than ascended masters is kind of a mouthful, you know? Okay, let's all breathe together. Support me with the breath here. I'm just feeling all the Gemini energy, and it's so much information, and I want to keep it, you know, connected with my toes and the mother. And I've actually been, as I was sort of reviewing and receiving information and looking at the astrology, I was actually pacing around in the backyard, which is an indication of what kind of energy we're in right now. Usually I'm sitting and sort of reviewing things. It's very electric energy. Gemini is very electric. And we have this beautiful Gemini star seed bean.
I know.
It's all hitting you.
I know.
We have so much Gemini. What day is your birthday?
11.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. That's why it's all hitting you so much. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm on the 4th, that big day that's coming up.
Okay. I'm serious. Okay. All right. So, all you Geminis out there, fasten your seatbelts.
It feels so good. It feels so home. Really, it feels really good energy. It's so like us.
Yeah. It's Kundalini at its finest. Okay. Explode. And keep
I'm
going to
drop out of this tool.
Too late. No escape. Yeah, so what we're working with right now, the portal for mortals, the particular portal for mortals that we're working with right now is the density that I experienced that we're feeling is what they were talking to me about yesterday, and I've been working with the readings I've been doing is that 3D, which is the hypnotic density matrix that we've been in, locked into as a planet, as a culture that we've been, you know, the soup we've been immersed in, does have gravity and a specific vibration and density, and it's heavy. It's heavy. And 3D actually is because of its nature being duality, and people attaching themselves, identifying with 3D as if it's real, as opposed to a projection of our minds. You know, something that comes within us, from the light within us out. People start to identify with what's outside of themselves rather than the source of which the projection comes from. So it's like people watching a movie and then really believing that they are the actor in that movie. And it's kind of reflected. It's so reflected in our culture, like how people, you know, idolize famous people and movie stars. That's an example of people identifying with something besides the light or source out of which it comes. So it's like, well, if you turn the projector off, so to speak, you know, from the movie, then suddenly there's no movie anymore. So if you identify with, oh, I'm in love with that, you know, movie actor or actress up on the screen, and the light gets turned off, who are you? So what this transition is being identified with the source of light through which we're projecting the images on the screen of life, and returning our focus and focusing on the projector, which is what we are. We're all projectors. And getting connected with what forms we're projecting and what spaces we're holding in the world. And this is the wormhole, they're telling me. This is like a wormhole, like Star Trek, you know, when they're going through the wormhole, you know, in those movies, and it starts, like, the lights start streaming by, and when they talk, it's, their words are really funny, like sort of slowed down, but speeding up, like, okay. So we're going through a wormhole right now, and the portals, the energy that's coming through is opening up like a sieve, more and more kind of like holes, punching holes in the matrix of 3D and the density of 3D, so that we can hold the space of fourth dimensional consciousness, which is the awareness of the field of love and light, and the reality of that being our new point of perception. So we're switching our perceptual awareness to the perception of 3D, and this is a whole cultural shift, and this is what Gemini and the astrology is about. And what I didn't forget, actually, with all that explanation, what I started out saying, which is what I feel is affecting all of us and is affecting me, and they were showing me yesterday, is that 3D has a specific density, like a specific gravity, and it's very heavy. And we're feeling that heaviness, and it's almost like the more we're feeling the heaviness, we're like inside a tube of toothpaste. That's a very kind of like, you know, scientific, esoteric definition. Oh my gosh. And I don't know why I thought of that. And we're being like forced to be like squeezed, to be pushed out of the tube, like propelled into fourth dimensional awareness. And the more that we can be aware that 3D basically doesn't feel good, we'll just put it in really simple terms, like, hey, this does not feel good. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in that heavy 3D duality density. It's like being in a war zone where people are shooting at each other. Like, mm-hmm. You know, where did people get the idea that if they kill each other, it's going to make things better? I mean, you know, like there's an interesting concept. Like, hey, you're an immortal being, and if you go kill somebody, you know, then you get to come back and be killed next time. And I mean, it's sort of like caveman, you know, like sticks and stones. Like, I'm going to throw a stone at you, and it's going to make, you know, I mean, don't you think that's weird?
Yeah.
So 3D is, you know, what they were saying is 3D consciousness in the matrix out of which the culture has been primarily built in terms of people's projections, only having awareness of 3D. The culture itself is kind of, is a warlike culture, wouldn't you agree? Like what we've talked about, all the things like running over animals and stuff. I mean, isn't that war, like killing and all? Like, you'd even have that consciousness. So, okay, let's take a breath. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is unbelievable. I'm releasing density right now. Oh, thank you, God, for helping me. Oh, yeah, it's just like the pressure. It's like, whoa. The pressure of being inside the toothpaste tube.
Exactly how I feel, a toothpaste tube. Yeah.
We're entombed in a toothpaste tube.
I'll put it this way, more like an exploding toothpaste tube.
Like, okay, I have a great vision.
Okay.
A toothpaste that has holes all over. And then you squeeze it, there's like...
And it goes everywhere, makes a big mess.
Everywhere, right. Like, everywhere it's coming out. This is, doesn't feel like 3D. This feels like 1D. It feels disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. Like, way down there. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm happy you said that, because I feel like the word that... Oh, I'm seeing a hummingbird out my window right now. I'm feeling like we're, like, expunging, or what's that word? Like, is that a word? Like we're going into the DNA of being cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like, going, we're having to go, like, we've talked about all these things about connecting with our bodies and connecting with the earth, and it's like, and this is supported by the astrology, too, which is that we've just come out of all this Pluto and Capricorn, Jupiter and Taurus, Mars and Virgo, which is all has to do with being connected with the earth. Those are all earth signs. And so we've gone into the earth, into the mother, and it's like, okay, you felt all that. You connected with it. Now it's time to squeeze it all out with all the Gemini energy. So part of what I feel like we've connected with is we've gone way into the DNA of the caveman, and, you know, so now it's like we're squeezing all that density out of. And I need, like, lots of holes in my toothpaste tube.
I'm glad he's saying that. I do. I am very glad that he said those things.
Because the pressure is really building up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I need another breath here. Come on, group. Breathe into the Oh, I feel like we're just letting it out. Oh, that's part of our assignment, so to speak, or our mission, or our ability, that we can, like, feel it, and then we can let go of it so we have room to breathe, feeling our, you know, our rib cage move in and out, and our shoulders so we can open our hearts. I mean, just think about the culture, like, you're not even allowed to breathe. You know, as soon as you start moving, you know, like in school and things, they tell you to, you know, sit down and be still. What's that about?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was really realizing at this festival where I was this weekend called Shakti Fest. Hello, I had to go there, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I had, okay, you belong there. So, what I was experiencing with these beautiful musicians playing their songs and their chants and their just really high intensity and bringing through all this light and mother energy and chants to the mother and chanting Jai Ma and everything, that I just had to get up and dance, and that's what I was experiencing. Like, we're like Nataraj dancing Shiva. We're dancing these other dimensions into being. It's about moving. It's about more movement. It's not about, like, sitting around and being still and so somebody else can control us. I mean, if you're wiggling and moving around, you know, you're not an easy target, right? So this is really about wiggling out of the toothpaste tube and saying, hey, you know, I'm not going to be caught by the density, by the gravity of 3D. And just, like, think about that word, by the gravity, how, like, also it's, like, it's so serious, like, how scared, you know, for me, like, you know, I got when I was in grade school, it was really scary if you didn't do, if you didn't sit still and do what these big people said. They would, you know, like hit you. So, so just releasing that fear so we can really live in that field of love. And in the higher, you know, dimensions, there is no fear because the people that are holding that field are aware of that. So people that are in those dense thought forms of fear and like power over, trying to control others, you know, I'm not going to be hanging out with them.
No,
that's very scientific,
sure,
right? Like they you either understand the field does not allow those, the fear, that vibration of fear just doesn't live in 4D and 5D in these higher dimensions. It just doesn't exist there. So it's like,
can
putting,
I go now there?
Yeah, we're there now together. And we're all going to hold hands, and we all the feminine energy, we are going to get together because it's about travel and all that kind of stuff. And you'll help us organize that. But right now we are in the field of fourth dimension, and it's safe. It's safe to be together. And it's safe to talk about what's going on, whatever, you know, whatever that is, that we don't want to, you know, come out of our cave or whatever. Because it's not really safe to be transparent, which means being honest, in a culture which believes in this duality, in basically crime and punishment, which believes in blame, which believes in that we're born in original sin. And I experience, and, you know, you guys can, you goddesses can share. We're, like I was talking, like we were talking about a minute ago, we're going all the way back to that enculturation, those enculturated beliefs of Adam and Eve that we were born in sin, and Eve, because she gave Adam the apple, was the bad goddess. She was the bad guy. Now we get to blame, you know, we get to abuse and hurt women. Because they're defined culturally, Eve's defined culturally as, well, it's all her fault that, you know, Adam didn't remain pure. But, so it's like even getting to that DNA level of, like, wow, you know, the abuse against women, right? What do you feel about that? That's intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that thought alone could make you want to, like, you know, crawl in a cave and not come out.
Yeah. Does not feel good.
Doesn't feel good. So in these other rooms that we live in together, it's safe to express ourselves and what we're feeling. Keep moving my phone. There we go. It's safe to express ourselves and feel our feelings and share them with others because in these higher fields, there is no punishment because we're not wrong or bad and we're not Eve and we weren't born in original sin. God is not a punishing God. God is light. So, okay, now the light's going to punish me? I mean, you know, what does that mean? I'm going to maybe, you know, stay in the sun without sunglasses. Hey, who saw the eclipse or saw it through special glasses? Anybody see it?
It wasn't visible.
Oh, really? Oh, we could see it here. We could see it here.
Oh, wow. That
I took, like, one. I didn't have the special glasses, but I was outside, and I took one little look up, and then I just was in the energy, and it was this beautiful, beautiful, diffuse energy that, like, with the moon in front of the sun, it changed the frequency of the feel of the light, and suddenly the light was very diffuse, and you know, I always read these stories about, like, the masters, and they're in this room, and there's this glow of light from their radiant bodies,
yeah,
you know, that lights up the room. They don't have any, you know, whatever, external light sources. You guys have read all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what it felt like. I felt in this light. It was the moon in front of the sun. Oh, my gosh. It was like the marriage of the, you know, the divine feminine, the balancing of the polarities, and the light was just like that. It was this radiant, diffused light, like I was in one of those rooms in the higher dimensions, and that's what I felt the experience about the eclipse was for me. So, it's so beautiful. Okay, another breath. We're tense meeting a lot of 3D density just talking about it, you know, and then when we bring the light into it, it feels like it just pops the bubbles, like soap bubbles or something. Thank you, everybody. I'm sort of feeling these layers kind of come off my energy field, my body, so it's almost like I'm starting to kind of move, like I'm kind of walking around and moving, and right now I'm sitting, and I'm kind of doing like a little sort of a spinal flex kind of thing. Because I'm feeling I can open up my heart, and I can move my arms and let my wings, you know, let my heart open and my wings open. Anybody else feel that kind of release of the happening right now?
I feel it in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else feel that anywhere? Have we released this density just by talking about it?
Yes, calming. Yes.
Calming. Are you feeling calmer? I'm glad you came out to play with us, Reed. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the astrology, which we're starting to do with the eclipse. And I wanted to talk then a little bit about how this fits in, because I've been noticing with the people I've been doing readings for, so we kind of make a context for it. Well, the cosmic energy, cosmic, that's coming through with the eclipses and the portals, the energy portals that are now coming through between now and actually the end of June, are just Gemini, and on into...
Work on some painting this afternoon.
Okay, hello, painting.
Oh,
okay.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen. Yes. I'm loving listening to this, I'm in this beautiful garden at the same time.
Okay, well, keep gardening and pulling in the flowers for us. Underneath the spirits. Okay, so we're going to talk about astrology right now because it's relevant. Because what we're being lined up with the stars, is what messages that the astrology has to do, in my point of view, has to do with the light gets sent through different planetary configurations. So the planets are like amplify different energies, and in different positions, they're basically positioning our consciousness to accept new frequencies. So we're going to talk about the positioning of the frequencies that they're wanting us to work with right now so we understand what they're doing and we're not just feeling crazy. So what the positioning of the lines of consciousness with the planetary energies right now are, starting with the eclipse the other day, the sun has moved into Gemini, and then we had the eclipse, the solar eclipse, and this was the first eclipse that was visible. We could see it here. I walked out my door. I could see it. That was visible in the U.S. in 18 years. So it's 10 more years until we have a visible eclipse in the U.S., which is significant to me, that we're getting the energy here in the U.S. So here we are. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have a lunar eclipse in Gemini Sagittarius. It's June 4th. Wonder who has a birthday on June 4th. Oh, my gosh. One of our beautiful Shakyakis. that'll be like a mellow little mild. And we're all going to be there celebrating with noisemakers, I think. And then, so what this means with this Gemini Sagittarius is that this has to do with how our evolutionary goals at this time are framed. And we're continuing with the Gemini Sagittarius energy that's coming through now, because Gemini is, let's get it moving, let's party, let's open it up, air sign. You can ask Prem Sirian or Reed. I bet they, you know, they're movers and shakers. I know that for sure, both of them. And things are not going to be like stay the same around them. They're going to keep us all moving. And so also, did I mention the little mere fact that Jupiter, what's Jupiter, goddesses, the planet of, what does Jupiter do?
Wisdom?
Yeah, it expands us. Jupiter is like the big planet in the sky, the big, you know, mother. Jupiter expands us. Jupiter is moving into Gemini. Okay, Gemini gets energy moving, air sign, you know, get it all moving around. On June 11th, for another year or longer, so we've got all this Gemini going on. So as I said a minute ago, we've had a lot of Earth with Pluto and Capricorn, which we've talked a lot about, Jupiter and Taurus and Mars and Virgo. Earth, Earth, Earth. Now it's like, okay, you've gotten your Earth download, you've gotten connected with the Mother, now go out and spread the light. That's basically what's saying. And with the Gemini Sagittarius, Sagittarius, of course, is higher mind, ninth house, so spread the light of consciousness, or what we would say, spread the light of the higher dimensions, light of the heart, light of love, light of understanding that creation is polarity, not duality. So what we're doing right now is we are penetrating the shield of 3D, of lower density, with every time we anchor in this field. And so Gemini is going to give us the energy to anchor in the higher consciousness. And to get back to my original premise, what I was saying, what I've noticed with my clients the last few days is, as an example, I worked with somebody yesterday, a person who actually, he's Portuguese, and he comes from a lineage of fishermen, so I thought it was significant working with the sea and the mother, and he actually runs a tugboat in Long Beach and pulls big barges into anchor, into shore. And he has soul of 4, karma of 8, gift of 8, destiny 9, path of 3. That's a lot of 8, the 2 8s and the 4. So karma of 8 and gift of 8. So the reason this I'm using this as an example is because he had his father just died, and now all the siblings are arguing, and, you know, what's the mother doing? There's a lot of family issues, and as I talked to him and I started understanding who he was and get connected to his soul vibration, soul of 4, soul 4 is, what are a couple words you've used to describe the 4? Number 4.
Neutral mind.
Yeah, neutral mind. Good. Thanks, Prince Theory. So once you're in your neutral mind, you can open up your heart, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're not affected by duality. So we're coming out of that place where we're controlled by duality into fourth dimension. So what we yogis, Amrit group, are able to stay in our neutral mind, and we're not affected by the density of sleep. Not that we're not going to be affected by it, but let me put that, we are affected by it because we're still in it. So let me say controlled by it, you know, weighed by it, even destroyed by it. Not that we are, but, you know, it has that, you know, the kill factor. We got to kill people. But I'm saying once we're into that, then we're able to overcome our fears, because we know that that's not real. What's real is the light of our soul, the light of source, that's our reality, is our spirit, our soul vibration. Then we project that into 4D. And with the 2-8s and all the craziness and chaos going on in family, 6 brothers and sisters, everybody having their own opinion, nobody knowing what to do, now that the father died. So kind of a long story, and I'm not going to go into the whole story right now, because I'm just trying to illustrate a point that he felt all this chaos and fear, and like, how are we going to work things out? But when I got him connected and breathed, and he was breathing into the light of his soul, the power of the neutral mind, and he could really embody and see his situation from a point of power, that he was a powerful being, that he did have light. And then once he started opening up and started talking about, you know, well, he did feel that people liked to be around him when they were sick, and he did kind of feel like a healer. And these were kind of like closet thoughts for him, you know. Mm-hmm. But once he could actually start, I could help him focus on that and identify those feelings, and he could stay connected to that in himself, then from the identification with the 4D room, the room of the illumined masters, right, where the illumination is happening without external light bulbs that we were just talking about, like the light of the sun, he could take that awareness or consciousness to the other situations. Then what I said is that he is basically infiltrating 3D. He's bringing the light in, and I said, then other people can start to feel the light, and you hold that, and then things will start moving in the direction of the light, the direction of truth, the direction of the law of love. Because if it's not of the law of love, which is a law that holds the universe together, it holds our bodies together, and holds the galaxy and the stars and the sun and the planets rotating, all of us moving together, it's the law of chaos. By its very definition, it will not hold its integrity. It will fall apart. So once I got him to, and I didn't say it that kind of, that's a little esoteric, but I didn't quite say it that way, but I got him to connect with the power of his soul, that it lives in a different place. And once we got connected with that power, then suddenly he shifted his feeling, and I said, it's your feeling. It's your awareness that you're bringing into these situations where, you know, the siblings are fighting. Now, with you connecting with that power, that energy of truth, of the heart, of the light, that is what's going to realign the chaos of 3D and make things work out. She was really worried that, oh, if you know, my mother gives too much money to this one sister sibling, then the other siblings are going to be mad, all these kind of things. And he was worried that they would just, like, they would all stop talking to each other and the family would disintegrate, which is a law of chaos, right? The family disintegrating. I mean, how many people on the planet have experienced that? That, you know, they get pissed off and they don't talk to their brothers or sisters or whatever, maybe for years. I just had that with a friend of mine who, his father died and cut him out of the will, and we did a lot of healing so he could get reconnected with his father from his other side, and he feels in harmony with him now. But that's the law of chaos. So I said, you bring in your healing energies. When I got him, you know, was able to get him to feel that energy, and then that's what's going to realign the situation with your family so you guys can talk and work it out. So there's an example of how to work with people and how to work with ourselves to know this is the shift, and this is how we work with the shift. We've got to really calibrate ourselves, like, all the time, like, breathe in. I keep asking you guys to breathe with me. I'm having to do it, too. That's the shift. Oh, my gosh, I just feel that so much in my body. That's the shift. It's just like having to, like, really recalibrate to these other dimensions and just, like, shedding, like a snake shedding its skin, right, of the limited perception of 3D awareness. Now we're going into being the possibility of remembering and realizing and accepting and enjoying that we're unlimited immortal beings, and the tight skin of 3D has to be shed. So whenever you feel that tightness in our body, you know, just breathe and go, whatever thought form, you know, we might have in that moment, just go, you know, I'm just going to shed the skin that's holding me in of 3D and just, like, breathe and just let it fall away. Wow. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
You feel good.
Does that feel better?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We have a lot to get through today, don't we? So Mercury, which rules Gemini, is called the messenger planet. So this is the message that we're bringing, is how to shed the tight skin of 3D and bring the message of light, of consciousness, into the field right now. And like I said, we've got a lot of Gemini for a long period of time. So Gemini wants to inform, make connections, network, and it rules thinking, speaking, writing, listening, the intelligent mind, language, learning, and reason. So if those aren't enough kind of like qualifications to spread the message, you know, we're going to get a lot of this energy for a long period of time so we can send the message, be the message. And it's not like we're just holding the field, and then people start to pick it up. And I know that Yogi Bhajan used to say that spirituality is caught, not taught. So I was advising another client that called me right before the call, and I just need a quick check-in, you know. That's what I was saying. She's in a kind of an institutional kind of situation where people are expecting things to be the way they've always been. And she is brought in to bring a better way, a different way. And so I said, you've got to calibrate your field. So when you go in and talk to somebody, first of all, you're in the field. And then you let them know, hey, I know you're used to doing things, you know, a certain way. But I just want you to know I'm bringing in, you know, I just want you to be open to a different possibility. So you've got to be the field of infinite dreams, you know. Build the field of infinite dreams, and they will come because they're stuck in their snake skin too and can't breathe. And just give them like a recalibration, like, hey, would you be open to just like hearing a different way of doing things? You know, so kind of set it up so they're ready. And then, you know, whatever the languaging is in different situations, people, as you deep breathe and express different possibilities, you're starting to open up. Be the messenger for this new perception, bringing the field palpably onto the planet. And that's where we are right now. Oh my gosh, and we're going to have a period of time with this too. What? Break free of old thought forms and our old stories. Oh my gosh. How many times do we or other people live in their story like that's what's real? You know, the mind goes on and on. No, that's really the way it is. No. You know, they would have just said it this way, right? I'm sure that none of us on this call, but you might encounter somebody who identifies with their story. So it's a time to release old stories with the greater awareness of what? The spiritual connections, the connection of the light, the connection of higher minds, the connection of our own souls, and looking at the bigger picture. Oh, wow, we are immortal beings. We are learning to be ascended masters. Oh, my gosh. That's a pretty big picture, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So when we can do that, we can consciously access the quantum field. Get out of the tightness of the old snake skin. Consciously access the quantum field. And feel the relief that breaking up the lower thought forms bring in that joy that the Masters, Yogi Bhajan, was sending us at the beginning of this call. And it becomes, then life becomes magical. And we all know those magical moments, but we just want more of them. So that's what we're working with. And, you know, the flip side, of course, is, you know, nervousness and anxiety, but it's just because Gemini wants so much to have these breakthroughs. So when you're feeling bad or you pick it up from others, then that's the time to really deep breathe and think about our group and feel really connected to that field and really embrace how creative your own intelligence is and your connection to divine intelligence and just feel your power and to dream this field of infinite dreams right now and then just breathe and, you know, lift up our hearts and feel the power of the sun and the power of the moon and the power of this eclipse and luminous light that we just have and know that this is our mission on the planet at this time. Oh my gosh, breathe in. Oh, thank you. Oh, my third eye is kind of spiraling. Okay, breathe in, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for breathing with me. Woo! Let me see if I can get my iPod to work. Let's see. Keep breathing. Okay, great. Okay, we're just going to have a little, this little chant by Guru Ganesha called The Light of My Soul, which is from the Guru Ganesha album that I love to play. So just, you know, the instructions are just to breathe in and feel the light emanating to you, from your being, and knowing that this light penetrates the density of 3D, and that's what we're doing right now. And so here we go.
Why is it? Why is it? Why is it?